This is Twit.
AMD basically went out guns a-blazing, if you will, to take out the 1060 in terms of the mid-price market. A couple of really great reviews out on this. Ken, of course, over at PC Per wrote up the AMD RX 590 review featuring XFX. And, man, this is, you know, it's interesting, right? Because Hard OCP did a good review of this. PC Per did a good review of this. If you are looking for 1080p gaming and you want to be able to game at max settings and you want to spend the, you know, the least amount of money you can, this pretty much nails the 1060, especially as Hard OCP points out, if you want to start overclocking it. It's got a lot of potential. You know, this is is a pretty good deal. Yeah. It looks like it's selling for like $279. It's available. $279.99. At least that's sort of the on sale price, depending on where you're looking for it.
They're supposed to be lower.
They're always supposed to be lower.
Well, that's true. These might actually come down to their MSRPs, given the way that crypto markets have been going. Actually, today, I think Bitcoin lost like 25% or something within 5 minutes. It's pretty crazy. So, yeah, things like that will hopefully contribute to MSRPs of GPUs being like a legit thing. But if you look at those MSRPs compared to what you're getting, RX 590 looks pretty dang good over a 1060, even a 1066 gig card, of which the 590 has 8 gig, I believe. Yeah. You know, and in theory, a lower price point than even a 1066 gig. So that's pretty good. That's a lot of performance for the money there. If you're looking for just, you know, decent gaming GPU and you don't want to break the bank, that's a decent amount of horsepower for, you know, for mid 200s, really.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see. You know, of course, you know, we're a biscuit away from Black Friday, so I wouldn't expect a ton of availability on these cards. But man,
it's
that's
nice
kind
seeing
of exciting.
It's nice seeing cheap GPUs again, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, unfortunately, there's not going to be one that's short enough to use in one of my cases, but that's a good price, and the performance looks really good. The comments are a little harsh, but the comments are always a little harsh. But it was kind of crazy. Hard OCP got it up to like 1670 megahertz with a little voltage tweaking. Man, that's, you know, the 12 nanometer process is, I think, working out pretty well for this GPU. I'm very curious, because that was one of the things that I think Ken also pointed out. It's like, it's not that much faster than a 580, but it is. And then it gets a lot faster, I think, if you overclock. So that's pretty cool. It's an option, you know. I'd still want to save up for a 1070 if I could swing it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of review sites get caught up in the whole, like, you know, price be damned sort of thing, right? Like, they're just looking at the performance. They don't care how much the thing costs. And it's good to kind of temper your enthusiasm of any given product. I mean, yes, it might be the fastest thing, but if it costs three times as much, you know, you got to be able to afford the thing as well, right? Especially if you're only getting a small percentage of a gain over the things that are significant, you know, cost significantly less. But in this case, you're getting, you know, you just need a GPU to do gaming on. Again, remember, 1080p, still to this day, even though there's all sorts of different monitors out and G-Sync and FreeSync and all these other things, the majority, by a long shot, the majority of PC owners and gamers are on 1080p.
Yeah.
That's what their monitor is. And it's not even a high frame rate 1080p. It's just 1080p 60. Your standard run-of-the-mill, you know, kind of display. And a card like this will do just fine for that. You know, you don't need fire-breathing GPUs to be able to push just 1080p 60, even at reasonably high settings in games.